No, it's a suffix. If we reckon with that, we know there's a din of Arba Koisis, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the 10th parak of Psachim. Rashi brings it over there in Arabic Psachim that the makar for Arba Koisis is mushmush on these Arba Lashonis of Geula. There's another pshat. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it's because by the chaloim of Paroi of the Saramashkim it says Kois four times. Kois Paroi. Then over there also there's a fifth Kois. It says when they're repeating the dream again, it says again Kois Paroi. That's also there's a fifth one. So there's a suffix. Do we reckon with the fifth one? Over here there's a suffix if we reckon with the fifth one of Avesi. So there's a pshat. That's why we're moizig a fifth Kois. But it's a suffix if we're supposed to drink it. So we call it Kois Shel Elio. I'm going to say Elio and if he comes, drink the Kois. Over the pshat is that it's a Kois Shel Elio. It's a suffix. It blives a teku if we say all the lashon of Avesi. The Orachayim HaKadosh tells, the Emes HaTepela, the Ebrister was Mavtiach Ve'Evesi Eschem El Ha'aretz. And it didn't happen. Lamaisa Kemat, everyone in the door, Amidbar, didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. There was a Havtoch here, Ve'Evesi Eschem. Well, it goes on the children. Pachas, he's talking to the door of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it says there was a Havtoch, a fifth level of Geula of Ve'Evesi Eschem. Each level over here is a different Madrega. Ve'Evesi Eschem is that they're going to get into Eretz Yisrael. Zokta Orachayim HaKadosh. Vibalt, it says, after Velakachti, it says, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. That's a tnai. It has to be, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. Vibalt, there was Chet Egel, Chet Meraglim. So it's a gefelten be, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. My bazoi, it's not machriach that it has to be the Ve'Evesi Eschem. There was a haftach of the Ve'Evesi Eschem. Over it was Musne, a tnai of V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. So we have the Arba Lashonis of Geula. The Pashas it's Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. The Rashbam over there in Psochim, and the Tzadik Tes, he brings it Shaloi Lefi Aseder. He brings it Voitzesi, Vigalti, Vilakachti, and then Vitzalti. He brings Vitzalti eventually, but he says it in the wrong order. Amad Nezach. Voitzesi, Vigalti, Vilakachti, and then Vitzalti. Shaloi Lefi Aseder. So the Trachtamol, it's a Chiddish. There's another Rashbam. There's a Rashbam in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Ches. In Baba Basra, Daf Nun Ches, the Rashbam has a different sheet than the Arba Lashoinis. He skips Vitzalti and Gansen. He says, Voitzesi, Vigalti, Vilokachti, Vehevesi. Vehevesi is his fourth one. He skips Vitzalti. Voitzesi, Vigalti, Vilokachti, Vehevesi. Daf Menzogim Shatin then. But Achvesnish, maybe the Rashbam in Psochem also, it's a toys at Fus. It's not the wrong order. Just it's not supposed to say Vitzalti at the end. It's supposed to say Ve'Evesi, exactly like it says in Baba Basra. Voitzesi v'ga'alti v'lakachti Ve'Evesi. Efshe. If you do a b'shem the Gra, that the Arba L'shoynis are not v'lakachti, the Arba L'shoynis is Voitzesi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. So Santa Maisa doesn't say v'ga'alti twice in the Pesukim. Over the going says that's the Arba Lashonis of Geula. It's put down in the Agodah over there in the Agodah from the Gra. Voitzesi v'itzalti and v'ga'alti tzveimo. And the Gra writes, even though there's a lot of places where it says Nishtazoy, Rashi in Pesachim, the Rashbam, the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, there's Midrashim in a few places. Zokt, the Gra, it's all a mistake. Whatever it says, the lokachti is not the fourth Lashon. The Arab Lashonis of Geula is Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vigalti. The Vikam and Adington. Abad, we have dozens of Makarios Nishtazai. Dr. Gro in all those places. It's a mistake. It's a Toyes at Fus. You'll find the Yerushalmi, a Rashi, a Medrash. The Gro says the Gears is supposed to be Vigalti, Vigalti. As I talk to Gro, Abichav Gifunin, a Makar, not like the Gro. It's possible. Found a Makar, not like the Gro. I'll say, whatever you find it, it says Lakati. The Gro said it's a mistake. Abichav Gifunin. The Balaturim says that the words Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti is Gematria Ze Oni Biyisrael Layifchusu Loi Me Arba Koises. So that's what the Balaturim says. Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti comes out Gnoy Tirat Gematria. Oni Ze Oni Yisrael Layut Shalem Arbakais. Shtaken Balaturim, that is Velakat Tzvemo. In Vagalti Shtitnish the Gematria. In Vagalti Tzvemo Shtitnish the Gematria. In Balaturim state Avadet Velakat. Chagashach Nochazach. Stay Oich Nish Vidar Rashbam. The Rashbam says Veivesi is the fourth one instead of Veitzalti. In the Balaturim is going, is Nishtazach. Because he says that's the Gematria. I think all the Mepharshim ask, why dafka four cups of wine? First of all, why not four koises of mayim, of other drinks? Or bachlal, why four agoizim? Four matzis? If four matzis, brothers, yeah, it's a breath. It's a breath, the mitzvah of matzis, no fear matzis. What's that, fear koises yayin? It's a sach redden of them, yayin is misamel av of a kodesh baruch hu to klal Yisrael. Skira deidecha mi yayin. Oh, but like this Balaturim, the pshat is because the gematria of Aitesh, if he tells the Vigalti Galakati, is Ze Oni Bisrol, like it's Musul Boyme Arba Koysa Shal Yayin. That's the gematria. Sometimes, Arba Koysa Shal Yayin. That's the language of that terence. There's another mahalat that by Yayin, why not a Goizim, why not something else, why Yayin? Yayin, every Kois that you moist if another Kois of Yayin is Marba the Simcha. If you would be for a Goizim, no, not an Egoiz. Nishkin, it's Nishat Hesephis. By Yayin, Nichnas Yayin, it comes out the Simcha, it's Nisrabe. Every, and Baisis in the Geula, that's why it was also, when the Shlemis and the Darbis of the Geula, by Tezi Vitalti, it's a Geveren, Gresser and Gresser the Geula, Gresser and Gresser the Yayin. There's another Pshat in Yayin, because Yayin is Mesamel, the Indian that Klal Yisrael keeps themselves separated from the Goyim. Chazal with Goizer that you're not supposed to drink Yayin Shal Akum, Al Yenum, Mishum B'nei Seyem, that we shouldn't be Nitma Ben Agoyim. That's a pshat also why by the Leila Seder we say V'hisha Omda, we lift up the Kois by V'hisha Omda. There's a lot of pshat and why. But there's a pshat V'hisha Omda, V'hi means the Yayin, we're saying. V'hisha Omda Aviseinu, to withstand and bystand all the different sorrows of Golas, is the Yayin. The fact that Chazal were Goizer, that we shouldn't drink Yayin Akum, that's the Hisha Amdalami saying. There's a lot of other Pshatim in the Hisha Amdalami saying, but that's a Pshat that's going on the Yayin. To stay separated from the Goyim. And the Avada state that the Schus that Klai Yisrael was Nitzel, Shaleishinu Lashoinam Abusha Mushmoisam. They separated themselves. They were moved out. They were moved out. I saw in the Agoda Lekach Balibov, I'm sure, Shlita, he says that all the Arba Koises are an Indian of Havdolah Taka, that we're separated. He says in Havdolah we say a Lashon, the furious Lashonis of Havdolah, he says, Ben Koidish Lechoil, that's the first Kois of Kiddush. Ben Or Lechoishech, that's the Geula, that's the second Kois is on the Geula. Ben Yisrael Amim. He has an Ola Rich to explain that when a person eats, that's where you see the difference between a Yid with a Goy. A Yid asked in order to have koiches to do mitzvahs, and to have koiches to be able to divide the mitzvahs, and the achila leid is a mitzvah. Ben Yisrael Amen. And Ben Yoyim HaShvi, L'sheish HaSim HaMasa, that means the Yoyim HaShvi lost the love, that's the Halal, which is already talking about L'yoyim Shekulei Sham, it's La'achar the Sheish HaAlfi Sham. So all the Arba Koiches is in that union of Avdol. States these Arba Koises is Keseder a Madrega in higher and higher the Geula. There's a Yerushalmi in Megillah that parallels the Arba Koises to the Arba Parshis. We know there's Arba Parshis, Shkolim, Zochar, Pora, and Chodesh. And the Yerushalmi says, it's a Mishnah in Psachim, Ben koisis emul yishte. You could drink in between the different koisis of the Arba koisis. Avol ben shlishi l'revi lo yishte. And the Yerushalmi parallels that. We know there's a machloikis when you have to work out the four parshis of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh. Sometimes there has to be one Shabbos in between. Is the hafsoka between Zohar and Parah? So there's different mandiyomer, but the Gemara says there ain mafsikin ben Parah lo Chodesh. We're not mafsik between parshis Parah and parshis Chodesh. If there's a hafsoka, we do the hafsoka before Parah. But between Parah and Chodesh, we're not mafsik. Ben shlishi l'revi lo yafsik. And the Yerushalmi parallels that to the Arba Koises, Ben Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishte. Pshat is because Parah is an inyan of being Metaher, And Chodesh is after you matar yourself, then you mischadish. Then you take a mischadish, you're ready to get into Chodesh Nisan. Which is why the levels in getting ready for Pesach, Havada, in all the inyanim of the Arba Parshas, we read of them. Is that the pshat that at that stage already, when Shlishi the Revi Lo Yishli, you have to put yourself into a more starker oifen that it's ready to ask without a hafsoka. When Shlishi the Revi Lo Yishli. So the Ebers tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paray. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hey, b'nei Yisrael, lo yishomu elai, ve'eich yishma'eni paroi." Zok Rashi, that's a kal v'choymer, zu echot min ha'asor ha'kal v'choymer shem ha'toyrah. A kal v'choymer, if the Yidden didn't listen, avada paroi's not going to listen. So fregan the Mepharshim, it's a shvera kal v'choymer, the pircha on the kal v'choymer. There's a pircha on the kal v'choymer. It says, "V'lo yishomu el Moshe, Mikoytzer ruach me'avoy the kasha." The reason the Yidden didn't listen is because there was a shver matzah. Mikoytzer ruach me'avoy the kasha. Paray didn't have mikoytzer ruach me'avoy the kasha. What's the kal v'chaimer? The Yidden weren't able to listen because of koytzer ruach and avoy the kasha. So I saw one shot in Tresant. The Emes, there was a gzera that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and now the Emes is taking them out after 210 years because it was vayemoru was chayem. We spoke last time. It was the extra meriris, so it was kadma va'azla 190 years earlier. Kadm of Adl, 190, taking out 190 years earlier. What's Pakit of Shat? The Yidden comes to, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Yidden, he tells them they're going out. They don't believe him. They know that they have a Messiah. They're supposed to be here for 400 years. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "No, the reason you're going out early is because Mikoytze Ruach, may avoid the kosher." The excuse why you're going to get out early is because you worked extra hard, and it was Mikoytze Ruach, may avoid the kosher. And on that says, the Yidden didn't believe him. V'loy shamu el Moshe. They didn't accept this story that it's mikoytze ruach and yavoy the kasha. They didn't buy the storyline that the koytze ruach and yavoy the kasha is making it shorter. Not that the koytze ruach is the reason they didn't listen. V'loy shamu el Moshe about this excuse that he's telling them that the koytze ruach and yavoy the kasha is makatzer the goals. I was there. The kal v'chaimer. The Yidden didn't believe that. Zichar Pari won't believe that. Another chant I saw from Rabbi Yenis Naibishitz. Avoid the kasha. Mikoytze ruach and avoid the kasha. Avoid the kasha means avoid the zora. The Yidden didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's besura of the geula because they were so partied in the avodah zarah. Avodah kasha is avodah zarah. Is hein b'nei Yisrael l'shem or like is they partied in avodah zarah? The eich yishmeini pari is alein ashtik avodah zarah. Eich yishmeini pari is avada and avodah kusha. Zoi, Zakhtar Vienis and I'm just under of shat. Shteken posik vayte posik yid gimel. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe val Aaron vayitzave el b'nei Yisrael el pari melech Mitzrayim. What was he mitzave? Stainish. He says he was mitzave on b'nei Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah Peregimu Omer of Shmuel by Yitzchak al matzivam. What was he mitzave? Asosim dekaposik vayitzave el b'nei Yisrael. Zokt the Yerushalmi, he was mitzave them on the parsha of Shiluach Avodim. There's a din that you have to send the Eved out free by Yoivel. There's a din of Shiluach Avodim. Over here was the tzivui of Shiluach Avodim. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shmuz, he explains. He brings Be'etzim, it's the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Koyimah Hashem alikei Yisrael, Anoichi karati brises avoseichem v'yoyim etzesi oisim yeres Mitzrayim beis avonim leimor miket sheva shonim tishlechu ishasachem v'evri. When you went out of Mitzrayim, that's when I gave you the tzivui v'yitzavim el v'nei Yisrael, that there's a din of shiluach avodim after sheishonim, after yoyim. The pshat is when a person has an isoirus is when you're supposed to send in a message. Over here they're going out, they know exactly what avodim means, they understand what avodim is, and they're being sent out now from avodim. Now is the time to be mitzvah and shiluach avodim. Now is the time they'll understand the message of shiluach avodim. And this is the yisoid in Levin Bechlal. Whenever a gevissness iris on a certain inyan comes up, you have to right away apply it into lemaisa, and then the message will remain. Now is the time for vayitzavim ben Yisrael. B'shas the shiluach avodim of Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. Now is the appropriate time of being mitzvah them on shiluach avodim. The Torah wants to be Mavasras, who is the Goyal in Moshe and Aaron, but there's a whole Arichas that first goes in Eil Roshi Beis Avoysom of B'nei Reuven and B'nei Shimon. The Kliyoka writes, he says, Be'emes, the Rebbeinu Shalom was looking for a Goyal. So first he looked at by Shevet Reuven, and he looked by Shevet Shimon. That's the Pshat of the Seder of Sukkim. And finally he found by Shevet Levi, then he stopped, and it wasn't Namshin. Well, because he found Taka, he found from Shevet Levi. He brings the Kliyoka, he brings the Gemara Shabbos, that the Eivishter, everything is with three. The Eivishter gave us an Eraisa Tlisa, Al Yidei the Shevet Tlisa, which is the Shevet Levi, the third Shevet, and the Eraisa Tlisa means it's Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, La'am Tlisa, to a nation that's broken into three, Koyim Levi Yisrael, Al Yedei Plisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, Agan says that, V'yoyim Plisa, it was the third day of Prisha, Agan says 3. Now there's a Shtikla Ara, we spoke about this once. Oh, there's also another Nakuda. What's Shloisha? Ruvain has 4 Mishpachas. If you count out the Mishpachas. Shimon has 5 Mishpachas. Levi has 3 Mishpachas. It's another Pshat in Plisa. Levi has Gershon, Kahos, and Merari. Levi has 3 Mishpachas. Now it says here that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi. He was Shlishi because he was born after Miriam and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labetin. And it's before in a lot of places. Shlishi Labetin is the most Choshev. Now this is a Kasha. According to the Shittas, we spoke this out the other week, that Eldad and Nadad were born, that Yecheved, after Amram was Megarish Yecheved, Yecheved went and married Elitzafan ben Parnach, and it was Noilad to her Eldad and Nadad. The feast that comes out, Moshe is talking about Shlishi Labetin of Yecheved. Azay is a ha'orin. Now, what's the whole thing of being Meirach over here on the Yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara of Yisoy, there's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says, Moshe min Atoyra Minayim. Right, that same Gemara talks about Mordechai, Esther, and Haman min Atoyra Minayim. Those are the other 3 it looks for. And then the fourth one is Moshe min Atoyra Minayim. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, B'shagam hu basar, B'shagam is Gematria Moshe, V'hoyu yom of Me'a Ve'esrim. This is sending a message by the other Umois. A lot of times you have the person that was the Goyal, and Mamash, the Manig, turns into an Aloha. Kipshuta. You have it by the Andra Umois, by the Andra Dosois. And the Torah Lehed is coming to Shtelavet Mishtazai. As Moshe Rabbeinu, Dapam Pashtein, is B'shagam Bosor, V'hoyu Yom of Me'a Ve'esrim, He's a regular Bosor V'dom. La'afuke, by other nations, as we know, that someone who was a Bosor V'dom, and they upgraded him. There's a famous Maisa, it's brought down, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, someone was dying, and someone told over Rav Moshe Feinstein as a Maisa, that he was mezalzel in the Benois Loit, and he suddenly got very sick, and came to him the Benois Loit and a Chaloim. He was mezalzel that they had children from their own father, and they called it Amoin and Moyov. And they came to him, and they were megalit to him that the pshat is that they didn't want Chas HaShalom should come a matzah. They thought the world was came to an end, and therefore someone would think if they were Behiroyan, it was must be Azaybi the Sharum Yisraelim think that is Azamatzis. And they had you wanted to come to be mafkia that, and that's why they were madgish Amoin and Moyov. I said, come here for na tata na mama. So that's the Indian over here also by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is being madgish that he's coming from Achois Nachshoy. And he kach aran, so the Sheva Basa, and another Achois Nachshoy loy le'isha. Gemara in Zvachim daf Kuf Beis, it says Elisheva had 5 Kesarim, 5 Madregas more than all other Neshos Yisrael. Yevoma Melech, her Yobam, meaning her brother-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu was Melech. Bailo Kohen Gadol, Bino Sgan Kohen Gadol, because her son was Sgan Kohen Gadol. Ben Bino Pinchas is Meshuach Melchama. And Achia Nasi, her brother was a Nasi. She had Mama, she was Mukusher in Yichus from Alazaitan. Yevoma Melech, Baila Kohen Gadol. The Gemara brings right from there that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Kohen. There's a whole Shmuzveg, and then after Sugya there, Shteit Anishta, they say, Yevoma Melech, Baila Kohen Gadol, Vinos Gan Kohen Gadol, Ben Bino, Meshuach Mokama, Achia Nachshoin Nasi. Then at Potar is Malish Tak Achoish Nachshoin. The Gemara on Zapim and Baba Basra. The Marshova, they asked that there's a lot of other places where it says. It says, Achois Tuval Kayin Namo. It says, Achois Miriam. By Miriam, it says, Miriam is Achois Aaron. It says, Achois Lovan Harami. There's a lot of places where it says Achois. By Achois Lovan, maybe Taki, you can learn it. So the Marshova goes through why Daka was picked out over here. Agan Sarich is the Marshova, the Mavavasra. No? It's Ken Zayn. This type of brings that it's a Gematria. That Achois Nachshin Loi Isha is Gematria Adam Hanoisi Isha Tzarech Levdik Ba'achea is Doshtim Tzaka from Dizai Teich Noch Ateretz after Marshot. Pasuk says, who Aaron, who Moshe? And then who Moshe va Aaron? Zok Rashi, Yesh Mekoy Moshe Maktim Aaron le Moshe. The Yesh Mekoy Moshe Maktim Moshe le Aaron. Lo yimah lechosh shkulam heim. Interesting, in this Rashi Gufa, Rashi was Maktim Aaron first. First he says, so he says Aaron before Moshe, but Aaron. And some places Moshe is before Aaron. That's in that to say the Rapsukim. In this first Pasuk it says, who Aaron and Moshe? Then it says, who Moshe va Aaron? But Be'etzem in Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was bigger, Be'etzem, and in to be Medaber El Paroi, Aaron Be'etzem was bigger, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Kvad Peh. That's why the Pasuk Davka does it Bakert. Pasuk Chavav is saying the one that Hashem spoke to them. So the Torah is Madgish, who Aaron and Moshe, that Aaron is Shekel to Moshe. In the Nevuah, Aaron is Shekel to Moshe. And the next Pasuk, Heim HaMedabrim, where one would think that Aaron was bigger. Abdem state the Pasuk, who Moshe va Aaron. So it's Madgish each time in the Pasuk, the one that's the Rebusa of which, how they are shoved. Moshe, the Pashtus was, in the Vula Maisa, we say, Loikom ke Moshe. Aaron, on the other hand, Aaron was older. Aaron was, I always had a Shaila. On Sukkot, we have a Shpizin. We invite every day into the Sukkah a different Shpizin. And there's a Machlokes Avada, the first 3 days is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and Hashanah Rav is Avada Dovid HaMelech. But the in-between days, there's a Vikuach, there's a Shaila, is it Yosef, Moshe, Aaron? Or Moshe, Aaron, Yosef? Now, Avada Yosef is way before Moshe and Aaron. That's the, chronologically, it's Yosef, Moshe, Aaron. Right? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David. And then Avada in Chutzlor, it's in Snake of the Yoyma, is Shloima. Those that sit in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, as I state, it's for him. Shloima Melech, come. Daftar, Shloima Melech. And Shmini Atzeres, Vibin Chutzlor. Echa Gemeit, on Snake of the Yoyma, the Snake of the Yoyma comes. Every day, the two Stodim, both Stodim are the same. They don't have a Suffolk Hastings. It goes with the Shpizan Alein, Nechvesish. Oh, but the Seder is Yosef Moshe Aaron. The Seder of Moshe Aaron Yosef, everyone knows, is based on the Sfiris, that it goes with Chesed, Gevur, Teferis, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, Malchus, and Yosef is Yesoid, Tzadik, Yesoid, Oilom, Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, is Torah, Aaron is Hoyd, Kahuna. So, and it goes like that, and that's why Yosef is after Moshe and Aaron. And Alpi Kabbalah, Yosef is Taka after Moshe and Aaron. But the other minig is to go chronologically. And I didn't understand, if it's chronologically, why is it Yosef, Moshe, Aaron? If it's chronologically, it should be Yosef, Aaron, Moshe. Aaron was before Moshe. Aaron was born before Moshe. He was Nifter before Moshe. In the Seder of Zman, Doshtet, Shkulam Heim, Abar, Lachar, there it's going with the Seder of the Zman. Stays right to the Eved that says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ki yedaber aleichem pari leimor tnu lachem moifes." So I'm going to give you a moifes to do with the mate and the tannin. Zok the noyim alimelech. The lashon of the pasuk is ki yedaber aleichem pari tnu lachem moifes. They should say tnu lanu moifes. Pari's going to tell us. Pari's standing there with all of his chevra, and he says tnu lanu moifes. Give us a moifes. He says tnu lachem moifes. Zok the word exactly. Mitzrayim was molei kishif. But you have to understand, Kishif Machas Chartumim, Machashvim, they know the trick. They know what's going on, right? When they do it, they're not surprised. They know whatever, however they're doing it, but they know the system. They don't get shocked by their own Hatzagah over here. It's everyone else. They make Moipas with the under people. Pari is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what Nishkim comes. Mitzrayim is full of those kinds. You obviously want to show us that this is Yad Hashem, that you're totally, when there's battle and the Eibus Tefir Tevelt. Tnu lachem moifes, machta moifes, that you yourself are going to be this fall from. That will understand that it's not you behind the scenes, that you also have some kind of a shtick. Tnu lachem moifes, machta moifes, lachem, as Moshe and Aaron themselves will be this fall. That suddenly the matter will be nefta from Nochash. So you have the mice of the taninim, the matter swallowed up the taninim, and then later it says they should go to the mayim. But the lashon of the pasuk is interesting. I saw in the Margolius Ayam, Sanhedrin, the Son of Zion, he brings us a. The pasuk says, "Va'amata asher nefach lenochash tikach biyadecha." Now he's going to the mayim. He says, "Take the matah, not stand the matah that turned into a nochash." Well, we chazrin over two pasukim before. We saw the matah turned into a nochash. The matah that turned into a nochash, take to the water. Zokter Azoy. The emes there was a moir de gezachim here that the matah when it swallowed all the other matos, it didn't swallow it when it was a nachash, it swallowed it when it was a matah. That's a phenomenal zah. That's a tunulachem moichus. Over, the Mitzrayim came with a tanya, they said, no. The emes, avad, Moshe Rabbeinu Zichra turned the matah into a nachash, it went both ways, and Zichra is something amazing, it swallowed it. But maybe really it's a nachash. Right? There's always what the thing really is. Maybe really it was a nachash. And you're right, it was in the form of a matah when it swallowed all the other ones. But it takes away a little bit of the godless of the neis, if we'll name on, that this matah that swallowed all the other matahs, it was really a nachash. It looked like a matah, but the emes, it's really a nachash. Now the klal is kishif, it's a dimion, it looks like the other thing, but when it gets to water, it turns back to what it really is. So the Eibush is saying, "V'amata shenepach l'nochosh, tikach biyadecha." The pshat is, take that mata that turned into a nochosh, take it now to the water, and it's going to still stay a mata. They'll understand that emes, it's a mata, and it was a bigness. So if zois teida, the pshat is not just this the mak of the dam. It's going to go back on the inyan of the tanner, and also it will suddenly be misgadel the nes of the mata, that when the mata ate all the other ones, it was an emes amat, it wasn't a nachash. The Beis Halevi in Parshas B'Shalach is ma'arich to explain the difference between the psukim switch here between bilahateim and bilateim. So the Gemara in Hagin already says there's two different inyanim, there's kishif and there's shadim. So the Beis Halevi explains like this, he says kishif is a dimyon and it makes something else. It looks like the other thing, but it's only a dimyon. Shadim brings it from somewhere else. It's a real thing, it's something else, but it brings it from somewhere else. So he says, he's medayik mitzad the psukim, that the nes of the tanin was kishif. The kishif, it made the matah look like a nochash. Well, the nochash looked like a matah. The matah looked like a nochash. Yeah. And by daman tzvardeya, it was shadim. Kishif doesn't work because daman tzvardeya was on the mayim. Kishif doesn't work by mayim. Kinim already, it was etzvah like him, they couldn't do it. Why? Kinim, they couldn't do shadim on pachas mikasayra because they can't transport things that are smaller than a sayra. But frektim arsha, in Sanhedrin, that's why they can't do shadim, but why can't they do kishif on the kinim? The klal of pachas mikasayra is a hagabola in shadim, that it can't transport it, but why can't they do kishif? So frektim arsha, you can't do everything with kishif. Kishif also has gedon. And the Beis Halevi is ma'arich about the two different lifetimes. Now it's interesting, the Daskenim and also the Chizkuni over here, they say a different pshat. They also ask, why couldn't they do kishif with kinim? Meaning they couldn't do shadim because it's a pachas mikasayra, but why couldn't they do kishif? Zok the Chizkuni and also the Daskenim, there's a new klal. Kishif doesn't work unless you're standing on the ground. If there's a chatzitza, you can't do kishif. And Abizoi, since the whole offer of Mitzrayim turned into Kinan, so there was a chatzitza, so the Mitzrayim, when they tried to do Mamar Shech, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do Shadim because it's Pachas Mikasayra. They couldn't bring Kinan from somewhere else. And they couldn't do Kishif because they weren't attached to the ground. The Shailos Abizoi, why were they mispoled from Moshe Rabbeinu? That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do it Etzba Lekimi. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with Kishif. When Moshe Rabbeinu did it, there was no chatzitza yet. It was on the ground. When Moshe Rabbeinu turned him into Kinan, then it turned into a chatzitza. The pshat is Moir the Kipshat. Moshe Rabbeinu turned the offer into Kinan, but it wasn't Shadim, it's Pachas Mikasayra. It can't be Kishif either. Because if it was Kishif, then it wouldn't be a chatzitza, because really it's still offer. And if it wouldn't be a chatzitza, then the Mitzrayim would be able to do it. If the Mitzrayim are now not able to do it, must be the Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Echtig Kinan. Mamon Shach, how? Can't be Shadim, it's Pachas Mikasayra. It's not kishif because this is a real kingdom. It's a chatzitza. It's belakimi. The Eibush, the kenachin azazach, and it's gevaldik meduyik in the pasuk. If you look at the lashon of the pasuk, is v'lo yochlu hachartumim lasois, and therefore they said etz belakim. L'chara the etz belakim is because they saw that Moshe could do it. First day, so they couldn't, and Moshe could. The hadgosh of the pasuk is they couldn't do it, and then they chaf etz belakim because the shpar that etz belakim is behede adoni that they couldn't do it. It's not grata they couldn't do, Moshe could. Had they been able to do it, it would be a shpar that it's kishif and it's not a chatzitza. They couldn't do it. Those five that it's a emes a chatzitza, it's emes a kinim. Because v'lo yoch lachatum alasis. And then they shpar dois etz veli kimi. Gemara, Pesachim, Daf, Nun, Gimel. that Hananya, Mishael, Vazariah, how do they know to jump into the Kibshon HaEsh? Al Kiddush Hashem, Nosu Kal V'choymer Me'atfardeya. Ma'adach Tzfardeya, that's not Mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, went into the Tanurim. So they were Mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, Zichah, they should go into the Tanurim. So the Emes is a pellet there on the Sugya. Rashi says over there, why did they need a Kal V'choymer from the Tzfardeya? Why didn't they realize they're supposed to be Moisir Nefesh? So Rashi, because V'chaymehem. Pansas, they thought V'chaymehem, V'lo Shiyamazmen. And it's a pellet. It was for Tosis and the Marsha over there in Nimshachim. It was for Hesia. And it was Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah, you have to be Yarv V'yavar. And even not. Even if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, Tosis over there gives the Territ, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. But it wasn't for Hesia. Unless you tell me, it wasn't for Hesia. For Hesia means in front of 10 Yidin. The din of Kiddush Hashem, to be Moisir Nefesh, even on Shara Averis, is when it's in front of 10 Yidin. Maybe there wasn't 10 Yidin there. Hanani, Mishal Vazariah, who said there was 10 Yidin? Right, there's a whole shalom in Minchas Chinuch if the person that's getting killed counts as is mitzvah after the asara. Because on one hand, if he's going to stay alive and not do the Aveira, he was Machal Shem Shemayim in front of 10 Yidin. He counts as 10. Elamai, what is he supposed to do? Get himself killed. What? And make a Kiddush Hashem. He didn't make a Kiddush Hashem. It's only in front of 9 Yidin. Is the din that you must make a Kiddush Hashem or that you shouldn't be Chas Hashem Machal Shem Shemayim? As there is a sophic in Minchas Chinuch. Actually, it wasn't 10 people that. He had to learn out a makor from the Tzfardeya. Tosis brings a pshat over there that the MS, it wasn't Avodah Zarah b'chlal. Then the pell is, though, it's not so pashut. You're not allowed to be Moisir Nefesh if it wasn't Avodah Zarah. For Shara Veiris, when it's not for Hesia, you're not allowed to be Moisir Nefesh. So Tosis and Avodah Zarah brings an Adam Godel is allowed to. He knows he's going to make a Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, but how do you learn that out of from a Kal V'chaymer from the Tzfardeya? Was it Tzfardeya Godel? There's one seat there, was a big Tzfardeya. Yeah, but it's Nishkan. The Tosis brings it was an only by an Adam Godel. The Rambam says a Lashon, if someone is Yarig Val Yavar on an Aveira that really is supposed to be Oiver Valenerek, Harezim is Chayiv Benafshe. He's dead, Harezim is Chayiv Benafshe. He shouldn't have done it. So how do you learn that out from the Tzfardeya? Yeah, so by the Makas Adeya, when Paris were complaining to take it away, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, so when should I take it away? Lemosai Atir Lecha. Zok Paroi. Lemochar. Tomorrow. Zokrav Zalman Sirotskin, you see him worried the cow, how much of a politician Pari was. He's mamish suffering. He wants it really to be gone this minute, that's for sure. But he has to show that he's still the type for. He says, tomorrow! He has to show that he's very, very strong, that he's not as far from it. Okay, tomorrow is good. Amartzach is he really wants it yesterday gone already. Amartzach, tomorrow. The Chassam Soifer says a different shot on the Lamachar. He says, Be'emes, back to that word of Tnu Lachem Moifes. When people do Kishif and Instaginim and all kind of things like that, a lot of times the Kishif has to do with Mazolos and Zachim, and they have a Cheshem that he brought Tzfardeya Ayyadeh a certain way, and he has a Cheshem that the Tzfardeya is going to go away now because of today, because the sun is in Azar form. So Pari is cheshbening, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu Mustama has that person away, that punk now it's supposed to go away. So he says, oh, should I take it away? He says, no, let me see you do it tomorrow. Because a lot of times, by Machashvim and Instaginim, it's cheshbement when it's supposed to happen. So Pari Dapka wanted to see, and that's Taka. Moshe Rabbeinu answers him, okay, tomorrow? Kidvarecha. Lemanteida ki ein kashem alikeinu. It's not cheshbonesi with kishif. It's Taka, lemanteida ki ein kashem alikeinu. Stay by the Borod. Va'asher loy some liboy al dvar Hashem va'yadi v'savodah v'sakneu basodah. Someone that wasn't Mason Lev and he left out his avodah in the sodah. Mamash a pliatzuma. We're talking about they already saw 6-7 Marcus coming. And you have people that are told, Klor, here's the instructions, if you take your avodim and your mikne inside, it won't be hurt from this makah. Maybe other makahs, yeah, but from this makah not. If you leave it in the field, the makah will come. And it's justified so far. It looks, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he keeps his word, he delivers. And shtei tasha, loy some libe al dvar Hashem, vayazif es avodah, vamachzich nishvisendik. It's a plia. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz talks about this in a shmuz. Asher loy some libe, a person doesn't have sima slave. A person could know Yediyah b'moyach, or he doesn't have it b'lvavoy, garnish. He sees, he knows it's clear. Mavis is going to come to the people in the sada, to the animals, to the avodim. Asher loy some liboy, no sima slave. Person could know something. Aveista b'meretz levant. You don't have Simas Leim as Gainish to Rhino Hearts. Interesting to Meister. This Shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz, this is just one keta of the Shmuz. The Shmuz is called His Boinonis Meparshas Bilam. That's Bemis the Holarichas there, that how Bilam didn't realize where he's headed. It's so obvious how things are happening when he gets stuck with the Malach and the whole Seder Shalos and Advarim. Bilam Trachnis the Rhino. And this, the Shmuz is called His Boinonis Meparshas Bilam. In that Shmuz, he brings Komani Rais. Toich Advarim, he also brings the Mice of Borod. That Hashem like some Levi. Says a Mabel the Gazach, there's a Medrash, Reb Chaim doesn't bring it, Reb Chaim Shlomo doesn't bring it. The Medrash says, Asher Leisom Levi, who's the Asher Leisom Levi? Zu Bilam. Stay the Medrash. Right? The Medrash brings on two people. There was a Yori and Asher Leisom Levi. Asher Leisom Levi, Zu Bilam. When I break this talk, and this Shmuz from his Boinus of Parshas Bilam, Grad. Interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu asks for 3 days. Derech Shloishis Yomim Neilach Bamidbar. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a Moiridik Echidish. What's going on over here? It's a trick. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go for 3 days, and then they want to escape. They're going to run away. In the end, Paris sends them out for good. Over at this stage, when they're asking for the Neilach Shloishis Yomim, Neilach Shloishis Yomim Bamidbar. What's the gather of this Bakosha? Rav Yankov learns that the MS Golus Mitzrayim was supposed to be for 400 years, and Kipshuta it was Taka supposed to be for 400 years. The reason they had to come out after 210 is Mikoy Tzeruch and Mi'avoy the Kosho. They were too fatif in the Avoy the Zorah. They were in Nemtes Shari Tuma, and it was Taka not Shaykh. They had to go out. It was Mukhr they would go out. There was Avtocha, and if they wouldn't go out, then they would be lost. The farm Redden of the Masach. The Taka would have been Nimchak. I was Avtocha to the Ovis, but they would be Menutik from the Ovis. Yeah. Esav and Yishmael is already Kibi Yitzchak Yikari the Chazar Veloi Kol Yitzchak. They would also, they would be Mufka. They had to go out. Nor at this stage there was still salvageable that if they would go for 3 days, Kenesis Achdus in the Midbar for 3 days, and be Meschazik and bring Karbonis and be Meschav to Rabbanis Shloilam, that would give Chizik, and then they'd write them from Kenesis Arayt Sirik Nocham of Anocha 190 years. That would have been, and that was the plan. The M is the goal is supposed to be 400 years. No, it has to come to a stop now, otherwise we're going to lose everything. So they're asking for these 3 days. These 3 days of his alas will give them koiches and say, the Laderach, Baruch Nius, to be Mamshech Vaitim. No, Pari says no. Pari says no. So then we have to really get them out of here. And the way to get them out of here is with a Gansa Seder of Eser Makis with the Alzdin. Eser Makis, the Abish doesn't make for a 3 day trip. Eser Makis, Machin Chen Oroisnim. It's a Gibbitten, and the Abish took them out. How do you cheshbon now 210 from 400? So they work it out. It's from Avraham Avinu. There's other cheshbon. It's chishav es haketz. Ketz is 190. Chishav es haketz. There's other cheshbon. It's how to make the ketz. Over be'etzam mitzad the seder advarim. What was happening here was kipshuta. It wasn't a trick that they were going to go 3 days in the midbar and then run away. We fooled you. It was taka supposed to be mamshich the original plan of the arba meishon. Over parai was mesarit. Parai was mesarit. Kumitzut said andru mahalich that there has to be a mapecha with a samakas with 210 with the whole other shmos. It's a novel approach to the whole thing. Yeah, good.